When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, friends, listeners, community? My name is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome to Side Hustle School. So glad you're here. We are in the middle of November, coming up on the U.S. Thanksgiving. That will be next week, at least for those listening in real time. Canada had their Thanksgiving last week. I know lots of other countries don't celebrate, at least officially, the holiday known as Thanksgiving. But it's one of the few holidays I actually like. So I talk about it from time to time. Just a good way to express gratitude, realize that no matter what else is happening in the world, there's still lots of stuff to be grateful for. And of course, there's pie as well. So I'll talk more about that next week. Gratitude and pie. Now today, what happens when the focus of your work, your side hustle, let's say, changes over time and you already have some online assets set up? Now by assets, I mean a website, a podcast, an online course, social media handles, or perhaps all of the above. Well, that's what our caller today is facing. He's calling in from his home base in rural Australia, and he runs through a few different scenarios and pros and cons. Very helpful, detailed question. He's wondering what I think. Should he change his business name or not? Well, I do have some thoughts. So here's a quick message from our sponsor. Then we're going to hear from John. Should I change my business name?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
G'day, Chris. This is John from Highclere in rural northwest Tasmania, Australia. Now, I've been listening to this show for a couple of years now. Always useful. Thank you very much. My side hustle is an online no-dig gardening course. I have a minimal viable product version on Udemy to test the concept, and it's selling, but not as well as I'd like, obviously, but we're getting feedback. I've run a blog and podcast since 2014 and 2016, respectively. World Organic News is the name. Over that time, the focus has shifted from the world of organic production to regenerative farming and gardening. So do I rename and rebrand and redirect the blog to a new domain, or just change the title? I can see possible SEO problems with the name and the domain not matching up. For the podcast, I'm thinking I'll just rename it, change the artwork in the same feed to maintain continuity and better discovery on Apple Podcasts. Does this make sense? Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Hey, John, thank you so much for listening in Tasmania. Fun fact, I've never actually been to Tasmania. I've been to Australia many times, but have yet to visit Tasmania proper. So hopefully I'll get the chance at some point whenever your country opens its borders again. I totally understand why the borders of the country are closed for the moment. But looking ahead, also, this sounds like a great side hustle, a no-dig gardening course. You know, sign me up for that. Listeners, you can check it out. I'll give you the website in one moment. But overall, yes, I do think a name change might be in order here. And let's go over the details, many of which John has helpfully provided in his message. So he has these assets already. He's got his Udemy course, his website, his podcast, probably some other stuff as well. Let's start with the podcast. Now, he mentions there he's thinking of renaming it, changing the artwork, but maintaining the same feed. That way he can keep continuity and have better discovery with Apple Podcasts, you know, and other providers. Absolutely the right decision there. Like if people are already subscribed to that podcast feed, you don't want to lose them. If I were to change the name of this podcast, for example, to, I don't know, Side Hustle School Online No Dig Gardening, which I probably am not going to do, but let's just say for the sake of argument, I wouldn't want to lose you, my listener. So I would just maintain that same podcast feed. It would just be a very simple change in the back end. Now, as for the website and domain, yes, there is that SEO issue of like the domain not matching up with the previous keywords. But I think the reason you're changing the name is because your focus has changed. I think it was from organic production to regenerative farming and gardening. So going forward, you're going to be focused on those keywords more anyway. And plus, I always think it's good when people are worried about losing SEO results or something like that. You should always investigate what that actually is. Like, are you getting a ton of traffic, you know, to this old website under this old name? Or is it somewhat minimal? You know, if it's somewhat minimal, then the cost of changing is low. So overall, in this case, I think the name change is a good idea. And John is not going to lose, you know, the majority of what he has built so far. He's just changing the name. He's still going to have all his content. People who have been going to the website will now just be redirected to a new one, which, by the way, listeners, if you want to check out his project, worldorganicnews.com. Well, that may or may not have a different name at some point, but presumably John will redirect the old domain if so. So that way, anybody who has that domain already in their mind or was looking at it before, you know, if they go to it, they will automatically be transported to the new website. So that's what I think about that. Thank you so much again, John. Thank you, listeners. If you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I so enjoy this process. I look forward to hearing what you're up to, and I wish you a wonderful day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.